Number three, you want to invite people to come and network their business or profession to your home meeting and to your hotel meetings, if that's what you're doing. Make sure you properly introduce them to some key people. Make it worth it for them to want to build a referring business back and forth. Now, here's my concept with these people I asked you. Who is my doctor, my barber, my hairdresser, da-da-da-da, the woman who does your nails, if you're a girl. Male-centered dry cleaner. Okay, here's why. Check it out. Actually, I'm going to give you a script. I have done this before. I have done this many, 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 many times, and I forgot about it until I thought about it today. I had gotten people to come to a meeting to network their business amongst my network. Many times, I would meet somebody like my hairdresser, for example. This is how I got my hairdresser to come and take a look at my business years ago. I said, you know what, Paula? I said, you know, you are in this line of work that you're doing, and you know you lose clients all the time and you gain clients all the time. Listen, I'm going to be a part of a meeting, and I work with a bunch of people here locally, and I'm looking for somebody that I can totally mutually, that we could be mutually beneficially for each other in business, meaning you refer people, I refer people, back and forth to each other. Now, I'm sure I'm always running into somebody who is asking me about my hair. Now, I would love to tell them that Paula does it. So why don't you come down before our orientation and after orientation, bring your business cards and network. You know, meet people and get to know them and show them and tell them what you do. It's a great opportunity. You're going to be meeting a bunch of positive, motivated people who are actively building a business of their own that would love to refer somebody that is good at what they do. Paula jumped all over that thing. She'd been a customer of mine for years and years and years after she came to that meeting and got many clients from that. I have another friend of mine who does a counseling service. Same thing. These people run a marriage counseling service, came and got a part of the organization. Why? They got hundreds of clients out of being a part of our network marketing business. Hundreds of clients. They have people driving 5 and 6 hours to be counseled by them in the Bay Area from Northern California. Why? Because they came and got involved and networked around a bunch of people who were highly motivated, on a success track, who were highly trained people to promote things. I hope you're catching my drift here. Your meetings, if you do meetings or if you don't, I suggest you do. If you do home presentations or any kind of group meetings, this is a beautiful model to network amongst business people, to bring and tell these business people that's why you're bringing them. And say, hey, listen, I'm looking for someone I'm going to work with that will be mutually beneficial with each other. I am putting together an approved list of contacts that I will refer back and forth with other businesses. There's going to be a group of people who are business people who are building businesses nationally and some internationally that you will be able to network. I'll introduce you to this group. At that point, once you get there, it's up to you for you to sell yourself. Meet people, exchange business cards, da-da-da-da-da. Hello. It is an absolute gold mine, I promise you. Here's number four. You need to form your friends. Now, those of you who've listened to our CDs, listened to all the conference calls that are on the DannyJohnson.com website, you've heard my concept about form. And this is what you need to do. With this list of contacts that you have, whether business associates or friends or family members or what have you, people that you do business with or people that you love or acquaintances that you have, people you've seen for years and really never got to know thoroughly, what I want you to do when you get on the phone, let's say with your hottest contacts, you know, your market, I want you to not assume that you know everything about them and not assume that you know everything about their life. You want to build a rapport and find a need that you can fill. Now, a business person, that is easy. So if you have the kind of business model where you do meetings, that is an easy one. You know, a chiropractor, listen, Dr. Smith, let me tell you what. I work with an organization of business-minded people. You can come down. You can network your services. You know you can never have enough. I mean, business is constantly coming and going. You need to come and be a part of this thing. But I'm talking about friends and family members or even like the chiropractor, your doctor, your dentist or whatever. I don't care. And whether or not you have a meeting or not, I don't care about that either, whether you do it through conference calls or whatever. But what I do not want you to assume is that you know everything about the person, everything that's going on in their life, even if it's your best friend. Do not assume. So what I want you to do is you get on the phone and you do the very same thing that I've taught you to do with cold prospects or with leads that you purchase. What I want you to do is ask them about their family. Ask them how the kids are doing. Ask them about the husband. Ask them about his job. Ask them about their job, about their boss, everything that I've taught you to do, everything. Asking all those very key questions so that you can find a need, get the prospect talking about themselves, And then all of a sudden, as they're talking about themselves, they're going to reveal a need before you that I know your business can fill. But you don't want to just get on the phone and start hammering somebody and try selling them on your opportunity. What you want to do is you want to let a need present itself through getting the prospect to talk about themselves. And trust me, they love talking about themselves. It's not a difficult thing to do. But you want to ask them about their family, their occupation, recreation, and then I can guarantee you between the F, the O, and the R, you'll be able to give the M, which is message, about your opportunity.